beloved, we are gathered together to celebrate and to bear witness to the betrothal of Samuel Nunes and Jessica Nunkesser. And I would like, on behalf of the family, the Nunkesser family and the Nunes family, to extend a warm welcome to all the guests joining us today to celebrate and to witness this marriage between Samuel Nunes and Jessica Nunkesser. We're going to begin our time in a word of prayer. Please join with me. Our Heavenly Father, we bless you and praise you for this special occasion and joining together to witness the marriage of Samuel and Jessica. You, in your great benevolence, have given them to one another, and we entreat you now to bless and to sanctify the covenant that they will make between each other today. They acknowledge before you that they are sinners by nature, worthy of your eternal wrath. And yet in your grace and mercy, and to your praise, and in your sovereign mercy, you have saved them from their sins, and you have made them your own through Christ your Son. They praise you for grace, the grace and the strength that you will give them, enabling them to make these vows today. They are the recipients of your choice, love, and forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Son. And it is your Holy Spirit alone who will conform them into the image of your Son Jesus. O Father, Scripture says, unless the Lord builds the house, they that labor in vain. Please, we pray, we beseech you, build this house, that it may honor and please you, and that it may be a fit vessel to exalt Christ our Savior. Amen. Amen. Who gives this woman to this man? Friends, we're going to stand to sing our first hymn. If you would take your hymnals and turn to hymn number 16, To God Be the Glory, we will stand and sing this. The Bible plainly tells us, in the beginning, God made man, and He said, it is not good for a man to be alone. So He made man a helper fit for him. Marriage has been instituted by God as a covenant relationship between one man and one woman. God has established marriage for the mutual joy, help, and companionship of husband and wife, for the increase of mankind with descendants, and the church with the holy seed, and for prevention of immorality. It is an earthly image of the heavenly union between Christ and His church. Jesus Christ blessed this relationship by His presence at the wedding feast at Cana in Galilee. Those who enter into marriage are to pledge their love and fidelity to each other as long as they both shall live. Now, I want to bring a charge to both Samuel and Jessica. And firstly, I want to read from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 24. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Jessica, I want to encourage you today, and I want to exhort you, that you understand what God requires of you as you enter into this marriage covenant. The Scriptures are clear. One of the most important words in this text is the word submit. Submit to your own husband unto the Lord. Submission is a word that is pretty dirty today, but in the Scriptures, submission is good. Submission to God, submission to Christ. And God is your authority, and when you were born, that authority was your father's. And now that you're getting married, that authority changes to Sam. And God now calls you to submit to your husband. What does that mean? That means you obey Him. You listen to Him. You respect and honor Him. This is your service to Christ. This is a picture of the church's submission to Christ. I want to encourage you with the words of Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5. This is what Peter says to married women. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good and are not afraid with any terror. Now let me say this to you, Jessica. I want you to remember the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church, and as He is the head of the church, Sam will be a picture of Christ being the head of the church. He is your head. And you are a picture of the body, the church, loving her Savior, obeying Him, and following Him. And you know you can't do this in your own strength. But you have all the strength you need in Christ. I want to encourage you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul. This is what he says in 2 Corinthians. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Cling to Christ. Fix your eyes on Him. And all the strength you need to be faithful will be given you. Sam, Ephesians 5 has much to say to you too. And from verse 25 onwards, we have these words. Husband, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for her, that He might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that He might present her to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Oh, brother, let me highlight one important word in this text, and it's the word love. And when Paul speaks to husbands, he says this word love several times. How are you to love her? You are to love her as Christ loved the church. That's Paul's heart cry. And how did Christ love the church? Well, he gave himself up for her. That's what Christ's love looks like. And when we bring it down to the practical, how did he love the church? Gave himself up for her, but he ministered the word to her. He sanctified her. That word he spoke to her, he washed her in the word. And my encouragement to you is one of the greatest expressions of your love is to wash her in the word daily. To wash her in the word daily. And as you do that, the Holy Spirit sanctifies and cleanses both of you. And I want to remind you, one day, Christ will present us to the Father, spotless and without blemish. And He does it through His Word and through the Spirit. And one day, you will have to give an account. One day, as you stand before these witnesses, you will stand before the great judgment seat of Christ. And you will have to give an account. And brother, if you have been faithful, it will be a wonderful day. But it will be because of His grace and because of His mercy. And everything you need to love your wife is available to you in Christ Jesus. Remember, you don't have that strength. No good thing dwells within the flesh. But you have that strength in Christ. And remember the words of Jesus. Abide in Him. And let His Word abide in you. And if you do that, what will happen? You will bear much fruit and so prove to be His disciples. I have one word from Peter to share with you. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. This is a practical application of how to love your wife. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding. Give honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Study her well, brother. Learn her ways. Cultivate that loving relationship. Know her heart. Nurture her. Cherish her. Keep her warm spiritually and emotionally. And you will know best how to love her and how to serve her and give yourself up for her. So I want to say to you, both of you, as you remember these things I've said to you, I want you to remember that marriage is a picture. It is a picture of Christ's love to the church. It's a faint picture, but it's a picture. A wonderful picture of Christ's love to the church. And as you are faithful to what God has called you to, and as you see the power of the Holy Spirit working in your lives, you will bring glory to God. And you will honor His name. And others will see. And others themselves will be led to Christ. So I leave these words with you. Beloved, we're going to turn in our hymnals again. Please take up your hymnals. And please turn with me to hymn 731. O Give Us Homes. Let's stand and sing this hymn. Well, the couple are now going to exchange vows. Do you, Samuel Nunes, declare that as far as you know, there is no lawful impediment to your proposed marriage with Jessica Nunkesser here present, and that you call all here present to witness that you take Jessica Nunkesser as your wedded wife?
Yes.
Do you, Jessica Nunkesser, declare that as far as you know, there is no lawful impediment to your proposed marriage with Samuel Nunes here present, and that you call all here present to witness that you take Samuel Nunes as your married husband?
I do.
Sam, I'd like you to take Jessica by the right hand. And I'd like you to repeat after me. Mm-hmm. I, Samuel Nunes.
I, Samuel Nunes.
Take you, Jessica Nunkesser, to be my lawfully wedded wife.
Take you, Jessica Nunkesser, to be my lawfully wedded wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish till death do us
part. According to God's word, in the presence of God, I make this vow.
According to God's word, in the presence of God, I make this vow.
Jessica, repeat after me. I, Jessica Nunkesser, take you, Samuel Nunes, to be my lawfully wedded husband.
I, Jessica Nunkesser, take you, Samuel Nunes, to be my
lawfully wedded husband. To have and to hold from this day forward. For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish till death do us part.
To love and to cherish till death.
According to God's word, in the presence of God, I make this vow.
According to God's word.
In the presence of God, I make.
In the presence of God, I make this vow.
Well, folks, the couple will now exchange rings. And Samuel Nunes and Jessica Nunkesser have both expressed their willingness to enter into this marriage. And they will exchange rings as a sign of the covenant they have made this day. Sam, do you have the ring?
I do.
Just partially slide it onto her finger. Sam, repeat after me. Jessica, I give you this ring as a sign of the covenant made between us this day.
Jessica, I give you this ring as a sign of the covenant
made between us this day.
Made between us this day.
You can push the ring off. Wonderful. All right. Great. Jessica, do you have a ring? Jessica, repeat after me. Samuel, I give you this ring.
Samuel, I give you this ring.
As a sign of the covenant.
As a sign of the covenant.
Made between us this day.
Made between us this day.
All right. Now, please join your ring hands together. All right. Folks, just bow your heads as I declare this marriage. I declare that Samuel Nunes and Jessica Nunkesser have been lawfully married since Samuel and Jessica consented together in marriage and witnessed the same before God and this company. According to God's ordinance, I now pronounce that they have entered into a covenant as husband and wife, and what God has joined together, let no one separate. I now pronounce you man and wife. You may now kiss the bride. Will you face the congregation? Please join me in a word of prayer for Jessica, for Samuel and Jessica. Father, I pray that according to the riches of Christ's glory, that you may strengthen through the power of your Spirit, Samuel and Jessica in their inner being, that Christ would dwell in their hearts through faith, that they being rooted and grounded in your love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that they may be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Friends, I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. Samuel Nunes. Announcements. The ushers will come forward to dismiss you row by row. But before they do that, I want to remind you that there is a reception downstairs in the building next door. I also do want to say that the stairs are rather steep. So if you'd like, you can walk around the building and enter the reception hall at the bottom of the hill. Thank you.